Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Picking up the pieces following Friday's tornado outbreak. Good morning, I'm Jeff Moe. It's 44 degrees at KFOR, FM 101.5, 1240 AM. It's 7:03. Recovery efforts continue from Friday's severe storms in eastern Nebraska. Meteorologist Chris Franks of the National Weather Service in Valley said that the early investigation of the first of two damaged paths indicate at least EF3 damage from the tornado that started in the northeast portion of Lincoln city limits, racing up through the western sections of Omaha into Elkhorn and Bennington, then up to Blair before crossing into Iowa.
The tornado that touched down right sort of formed right over Epley Airfield and then quickly moved off into Iowa. Preliminary damage is EF2, so that wind range is 110 to 135.
Irv Portis is the assistant director for Nebraska's Emergency Management Agency and described the locations and where the brunt of the damage happened Friday.
The majority of the damage is in the Douglas County, some Saunders County, Lancaster County, and Washington County areas. Those are the communities where we have emergency declarations at this point.
Governor Jim Pillen has been pleased and thankful for the volunteers that have been helping in the cleanup efforts.
Couldn't be more proud of the work that everybody's doing on behalf of Nebraskans.
And Douglas County Emergency Management Director Paul Johnson echoed the governor's thoughts.
People helping people, neighbors helping neighbors. And it's just amazing if you look at some house that he'll have two houses that are absolutely devastated and the house right next to them or in between them won't be touched.
The two minor injuries were from the tornado that went through West Omaha. Three more were reported in the Lincoln area. KFOR news time is 7:04. In fact, those three people suffered non-life-threatening injuries when the tornado struck a business Friday afternoon along Highway 6 near 98th Street. That would be Garner Industries. Lancaster County Chief Deputy Sheriff Ben Houchin says when emergency personnel arrived, the building that houses Garner Industries had collapsed. Houchin says 70 employees were inside the building at the time. Three of them were taken to area hospitals. There was also more damage reported in the area.
LSO also received reports of tipped over semi at mile marker 409 and a tipped over train near Waverly, Nebraska.
And there were no injuries reported in those two incidents. Meanwhile, Governor Pillen has issued an emergency declaration in the aftermath of the severe weather over the weekend. Lancaster County, Douglas County, and Washington County getting those disaster declarations. It allows for the use of the governor's emergency fund established under the authority of the Nebraska Emergency Management Act to address conditions resulting from these storms. And by the way, if you'd like to help in any disaster relief efforts by making donations toward the American Red Cross Disaster Relief, we have a link on our webpage at KFORNOW.com. In other news, Mayor Gaylor Baird still encourages you to look into the city's residential heat pump program that the city of Lincoln kicked off in January. She talked about it this past Friday morning on Lincoln's Morning News on KFOR.
We are so pleased to be able to make these more affordable for our residents. We're excited that we've already helped 176 Lincoln households purchase these heat pumps, and we still have more funding available.
There are $245,000 left in the residential heat pump program. More details can be found at KFORNOW.com. Lincoln's first forecast is going to be quiet today for a change. Sunny, breezy, a high of 70, mostly clear tonight, a low of 51. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy. There's a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. And a reminder, there is a slight risk for severe weather tomorrow. 82 the high. Showers and thunderstorms likely again on Wednesday at the high of 69.